The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expertise on vitamins and supplements to help build immunity at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, let's move on. It's something entirely different. The British royal family are never out of the news, but this week in particular, it's all going on with them. And Ingrid Seward is editor-in-chief of Majesty magazine and a royal biographer, and she joins me now. Good morning, Ingrid.
Good morning.
So, Ingrid, the Queen thought she knew what an annus horribilis was a few years back, but she's not having a great jubilee year between all her family, is she? Will we start with Prince Andrew? So obviously he settled his case with Virginia Giuffre during the week, but now pressure on the palace to say who is paying the bill. Is the Queen paying part of this 12 million overall?
Well, the thing is, there's been a lot of figures bandied about, but none of us know exactly the amounts for sure. So we don't know how much Prince Andrew has to pay Virginia Giuffre. It could be $1 million. It could be $20 million. We don't know, and we will know eventually how much he has to pay into the charity for that she set up for the young girls, you know, sexually abused young girls, because that will show in the charity accounts eventually. But I don't think we'll know A, whoever helps him pay, and B, how much it is.
And so the palace is just holding out. They are not going to say if the Queen helped in any way.
No, I don't think so for a minute. I think this thing is considered very private. He's no longer a working member of the royal family. And Buckingham Palace, when that happened, they made it very clear that they were not acting as spokesmen for anything to do with Prince Andrew anymore. Maybe they had this all in mind. I mean, they might have known way before we did, but they are not responsible for speaking for him.
I see. They have washed their hands of it entirely. In terms of him being a private citizen now, I mean, whatever way the settling might have helped spare some embarrassment, it has led to more calls now for him to be kind of cut off even further, hasn't it?
It certainly has. Yes, people feel very strongly about this, and I understand that the City of York want to take away his freedom of the city, which he was granted, I think, the year after his marriage in 87, and they're perfectly entitled to do that, I believe. But what they can't do is have anything to do with taking away his title, the Duke of York. That is only within the Queen's gift.
And is there a feeling now that he should not be the Duke of York anymore?
I think there's a lot of feelings going on one way and the other. But it was a gift that the Queen gave to him on his marriage. It's traditionally for the second son of a monarch, and has been throughout history, you know, since the 14th century when the title was first put into use. But it's come in and out of use, and I don't think even anyone would really want to write to the Queen and say, please remove your son's title. I think she's got enough problems and had enough difficulty over all this without any more.
OK, so Ingrid, you're clearly sympathetic to the Queen in this. Is everybody feeling that way? Do you think that the great British public and everything just feel sorry for her in all this?
I think the great British public feel very sorry for her. And I think, you know, everyone's had a wayward son. Everyone's had a son that does the most ridiculous things. And she
This is beyond ridiculous now, Ingrid. You'd agree?
Yes. Absolutely. But yeah. I mean, what I'm saying, I think there's a huge groundswell of sympathy for her.
Yeah.
Because of this situation and the fact that she is our head of state. And she has to separate the two roles, being a mother and being the head of state, and also being 95 years old. Very, very difficult. And she is apparently now, in all the polls that have been held, I think, in the last couple of days, she is by far the most popular member of the royal family.
Yeah, I bet. And he was a favourite of hers always, wasn't he?
Prince Andrew was. I mean, it's his 62nd birthday today. I mean, we don't know what's going on with that. He was always a favourite of the Queen's. I think he still is. He adores his mother. They're very, very close. It makes it even sadder for her.
Yeah.
I mean, and obviously, you know, being a mother, she obviously believed in his innocence.
Okay. Okay. Do you think? Yeah.
And I think we all understand that.
Now, the good son, Charles, is also in trouble this week. Can you explain to us what's going on with Charles and this Cash for Honours controversy?
Well, there's now an investigation into the fact that Prince Charles's charitable fund appeared to give an honour to one of their donors in return for an honorary CBE, which was presented to this man by Prince Charles in 2015. And it is a sort of Cash for Honours scandal. But Prince Charles's spokespeople say quite rightly that he had no idea about this. I mean, he gave Mr. Mahfouz the honorary CBE, but he had no idea about the way it was offered originally, because he's a very, very busy man, and I am standing up for him. Yeah, he has appointments every 20 minutes of the day. He employs over 400 people who really are meant to look after everything, and it's the trustees of his charity that are responsible for this. But the problem here is that he had a very close aide called Michael Fawcett, who was, really the head of the charitable foundation. And he's been fired, and he's the one that's really in trouble. And, of course, he's the one that will probably take the rap for this. But it's still very murky stuff to be going on around the Prince of Wales at this moment in time.
Yeah. Just when he and Camilla, and when the Queen had said she'd like Camilla to be the Queen consort, and Charles really had finally kind of had won his way 100% back into the affections of people, I suppose. And then, of course, we have the ongoing carbuncle, as Charles might say, of Harry there. Harry now taking the Home Office to court.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Harry's is taking the Home Office to court because he feels that when he was over here last year, when he came to the opening of his mother's statue, he didn't have police protection because he was there as a private citizen, and he was chased by paparazzi. Well, of course he was chased by paparazzi because he's a very high, he's a very high-profile person, mm-hmm. and he's a high-profile person because he's always spouting off and telling us all what to do. So I don't have a lot of sympathy with
I
that.
I see. Okay. I found a chink in the armour with you, Ingrid. Yes.
I do have sympathy for the fact that he's obviously in a very vulnerable position because we all know what the internet is like, and he's probably had all kinds of terrible tweets and hate mails and all kinds of things. So he is vulnerable, and he asked if he could have police protection for himself and his family when he's in the UK. Well, and the police said, well, you can when you're doing royal duties, but you can't otherwise. Yeah. And then he said, I'll pay for it. And they said, well, sorry, you can't hire the Metropolitan Police. And at the moment, that's where it rests. And Harry is trying to bring a case against them.
Okay.
Ingrid, which doesn't seem to be very sensible to me.
Okay, well, listen, let's catch up again later in the year, and we'll see if things have turned better for the Queen.
I hope I simplified it all for you.
In her jubilee. You absolutely did. And listen, with friends like you, the royal family will be around for a long more, I think. Ingrid Seward, thank you very much. And now, just after 12 noon, we'll pause for the Angelus.